Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And another version of Buy or Sell with Sean and RJ here on a beautiful Wednesday in DFW. Thank you for tuning in on your DFW sports station. And let's get right to it, shall we, boys? Big game for the Cowboys this weekend. A stranglehold of the NFC East is potentially on their horizon if they can get a win over the Philadelphia Eagles. Dallas sitting at 7-5. Philly currently 6-6. There's still four games to go in the season, but are you buying or selling that the winner of this weekend's game between the Cowboys and Eagles will ultimately win the NFC East?
I'm going to sell it, even though if the Cowboys win, the division's over. But your question is, will the winner win the East? Mm-hmm. I don't believe if Philly wins that they will win the East because of the remaining schedules.
Do you believe the Cowboys are winning either way? Win or lose this weekend, they're winning the East.
Yes. I do believe that.
Agreed.
Philly at home, at Indy, and then you should be good to go. Tampa Bay at home, at the Giants. Now, you never know what's going to happen in the National Football League, but Philly's schedule is much, much harder than that. And you got to make a decision on Philly. Are they capable of much more? Are they really, really dangerous? Or are they what Bill Parcells would say? They are what their record is. Mm-hmm. And I've just watched them for too many weeks, and I'm a humongous Carson Wentz fan. I've watched them for too many weeks struggle to believe that they right now are something much more than they are. And I just think that they're an average football team. I don't, knock on wood, see the light switch automatically flipping on to make this magical run down the stretch. And therefore, they're not going to win the East even if they win on Sunday.
I agree. The winner of this game will not win the NFC East necessarily. It only will be that way if it's the Cowboys. I am a little scared, though, of the Colts. I mean, they can beat you.
Yes.
And I'll be honest with you here. And Tampa's weird.
All of a sudden, they're starting to act a little weird.
Yeah.
They're starting to act a little bit too weird. Jameis Winston, in his last few games, has been un-Jameis-like, which means good.
He's been better than Aaron Rodgers this year.
And they just put it on. What?
They found some weapons to throw to, too. I see what he's doing there. QBR rating. He's got a higher QBR than Aaron Rodgers does this season, although he's played in much fewer games.
He's been benched.
They found a couple weapons, though, in Adam Humphries and Chris Godwin.
And yeah. They beat Philly. They've beaten Philly. Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on. They beat
Carolina.
They beat the 49ers, but then they beat Carolina. So they're starting to and they lost to the Giants only by three.
And I'll be honest. That Sunday game against the Giants, the final week of the season.
Yes.
There's a chance it gets flexed if the Cowboys needed to make the playoffs. And that's going to be Eli's last game, potentially, of his career. And say what you want, and we mock Eli, but if you don't think that's going to be an emotional scene, I think you're crazy.
Sure.
So, I mean, that game may scare me as much as any of them just because of the setting.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about a two-time Super Bowl winner who may be going to the Hall of Fame, although he shouldn't, playing in his last game. I think it's going to be emotional.
Yes.
So that could play into it.
By no means is it two automatic wins against Tampa and the Giants.
Right.
I mean, that's the way it's going to look on paper. Cowboys will be favored, but by no means, but we're both selling. Yo.
Sorry.
Are you listening?
Yeah, I apologize. Both of you selling on the winner of this weekend's game winning the NFC East. Next up and buy or sell. The six teams currently in the NFC playoff picture, the Los Angeles Rams, New Orleans Saints, Chicago Bears, Dallas Cowboys, Minnesota Vikings, and Seattle Seahawks, all are in individual positions in their current slot. So that means all of them have at least a half game advantage in their current slot. Are you buying or selling that these six teams that currently represent the NFC in the playoffs are going to be the six representatives when the season ends?
All right, so basically we would just lock them in right now.
Cowboys, Bears, Minnesota, Seattle.
Several teams on the outside looking in. The Carolina Panthers are right there. Obviously, the Redskins and the Eagles potentially knocking on the door as well. The Green Bay Packers, really, really outside shot, you would think.
And I don't think there's anybody else involved in the conversation.
The problem with locking this statement in is the wild card.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. You would have to believe that Seattle is going to have that they're going to put a stranglehold on it. Mm-hmm. And I've missed on Seattle. I thought they'd be worse, but I'm not willing to go there. Spittle brought this up to us the other day in the post-show meeting. Are we not talking about the Cowboys as a wild card enough?
We're not. Now, real quick, the Seattle Seahawks have home. Three of their four games are left at home. Vikings home, Chiefs home, Cardinals home at the 49ers.
And you just said it. They play the Vikings this weekend, yeah. Which means if they serve the Vikings a loss and potentially a team like the Buccaneers gets a win, they're a half game out of the second wild card.
Yeah, we're not talking about the Cowboys as a wild card potentially enough. I think that, you know, obviously
Carolina's free fall.
Carolina's free fall.
How long is that going to continue? They lost four straight.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're 6-6 now, so, you know, the Cowboys have a game up on them. But if the Cowboys do have to go to the wild card, they would not hold the tiebreaker with either Seattle or with Carolina. But Carolina still plays the Saints twice.
Carolina still plays the Saints twice.
Okay, so yeah. They are in a very tough situation from the wild card perspective. So, yeah, like the Cowboys' biggest problem is going to wind up being Minnesota's loss total. Because 9-5-1 is better than 10-6.
Yeah, but the Vikings got two games in their last four where they're probably going to be underdogs.
That's
on the
true.
Road against the Seahawks this Monday night, and then against the Bears in the final week of the season, they're probably going to be underdogs in both those games.
Yeah, so but let's say, for example,
schedule favors Seattle.
Yeah, let's say the Cowboys lose. Let's say the Cowboys go 2-2. Possible. And the Vikings also go. The Vikings wind up going 3-1. They're 9-6-1. That's better than 9-7. It's a better, you know what I mean?
To me, the question just is, do you believe Seattle will be one of the,
Seattle and Minnesota. Look,
Minnesota.
The only teams that are competing, Eagles, Redskins, if you think the Eagles, Redskins, or somehow the Panthers or Bucks wind up in there. If mm-hmm. you think any of those four teams get in, then you sell. If you don't, then you buy.
I'll buy these six.
I'm going to buy these six as well.
That's
a good question,
that's three of us. I'm buying these six as well. I think the schedule plays out well enough for them.
I want to put Seattle out.
The team that does scare me, though, like as I looked at it, the Buccaneers actually should have us. They play the Saints next. If they pick up a win there, then maybe that game against the Cowboys actually means something for them, and that would definitely suck.
What do you mean? Are you trying to make Tampa a contender?
Well, my point was if Seattle wins this weekend again, wins on Monday night against the Vikings, yes. And the Bucs win, they're a half game back of the wild card. So that game against the Cowboys is going to mean something for them.
Yeah.
2 weeks later.
Yeah. Well, Tampa, though, has the Saints at the Ravens, at the Cowboys.
Yeah. And it's not easy. It's not easy, yeah. But they could make a run and be in the conversation. But all of us buying that the six teams in the NFC playoff picture currently are going to be the six teams representing the NFC at the end of the season. Next up in buy or sell, we get the official word yesterday that no team placed a waiver claim on Kansas City Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt. No word on whether or not he'll wind up with another team this season, although that seems highly unlikely considering a third video and incident has come forward regarding Kareem Hunt. However, he is young enough that it seems like he still could have some run in his NFL career. First part of this two-part question, are you buying or selling that Kareem Hunt will have a job before the NFL draft next season? And are you buying or selling that the loss of Kareem Hunt makes the Kansas City Chiefs no longer the favorite in the AFC?
Why don't you take the first one because you had a strong opinion on his future employment.
Look, they're going to say all three incidents now matter with Kareem Hunt. Man, he's not playing next year. After hearing that, I don't think he plays next year.
Now, he'll get suspended. He'll get handed a suspension. Mm-hmm. You got to assume it's going to be at least six.
Is he going to get handed a suspension, is he not going to get handed a suspension until he signs with the team?
Either way, it kicks in.
I thought that was the deal.
You can't suspend him now for nothing.
Right, they can't suspend him now.
Yeah.
I thought they could suspend him, and then like it would start running this season.
No. He's unemployed.
Yeah, you can't suspend a guy who's not in the league.
Okay. I thought
what's he going to be suspended for? He's a ghost. He's a ghost.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So once he gets signed, whoever takes
then he'll miss the six games.
Then he'll miss the six games, or however many.
The question is, are these follow-up incidents going to cost him more than six when he's employed?
Yeah, I think it is. I think if it's a cut and dry policy of six games, I mean, it's going to cost him 18 games, three incidents. I don't think he's playing next year. I mean, we'll see him in 2020.
Mm.
He's turns 24 in August, and I don't think we'll see him till he's 25.
I understand your reasoning, but I will buy, again, we have fast memories, and NFL teams would be desperate, and he's too young. I'll buy that he is playing next year.
I'll buy that he's on a team,
but
not playing.
I say he's picked up after the draft. Was that your question, before or after the draft?
Yes, before the draft.
I'll sell that. I'll sell that he's on a team before the draft.
Okay, so both of you selling that he'll be signed before the NFL draft. Are you buying or selling that the Kansas City Chiefs are no longer the favorite in the AFC after the loss?
This is the question we should have gotten to over the past few days. We have not talked about at all the effect on Kansas City.
We
all thought Kansas City was the top team in the AFC. So now Spencer Ware. What do we know about Spencer Ware?
Well, he was the starter before Kareem Hunt.
Well, okay. We know that in the wake of that deal, they've signed Charkandrick West. Charknado, who was with the team for the last 4 years prior to this season. They also signed Damian Williams, who was formerly with the Dolphins earlier this season. So doesn't seem like they're exuding a ton of confidence in Spencer Ware's ability to step in and take on that role.
Well, in order to not have the Chiefs as the favorite, you would have to put New England, Pittsburgh, L.A. or Houston above them. And in Kansas City, which right now all the games would have to go through Arrowhead, I'm not willing to say that Kansas City's still not the best. I'm going to make R.J. proud and say that you can plug in a running back there, even though Kareem Hunt, to me, is an awesome physical player.
He's the rushing leader from a season ago.
Yes, he can run it and he can catch it. I'm going to keep the Chiefs as the favorite.
They're still the favorite. This is not going to make a difference at all.
At all.
You could fill.
Wow, disrespect.
You can plug and place any running back in. The running back position matters more than the running back does. Running back position's very important. I still think the running back is.
So both of you selling that this knocks the Kansas City Chiefs off as the favorite in the AFC, by the way. Multiple fan texters pointing out that Mark Sanchez served a 2-game suspension while being unemployed. That's how he could play immediately for the Washington Redskins. Although I'm not sure that's true because he signed 2 weeks. Well, he signed. He didn't play for one game. We'll have to look that up.
Let's further research it. By the way, here's Kareem Hunt's games. 14 for 70. Now, keep in mind, they were beating the hell out of a lot of people. So.
Yeah, I mean, they still put up 40 last week. It was against the Raiders, but still.
70 yards, 71 yards, 91 yards, 50 yards, 86 yards, 80 yards, 87 yards, 121, 44, 75, 49. Now, he did have a decent amount of games. He had 3 games with 50 yards receiving. He had a 105-yard receiving game. So this guy can get it done catching the football as well.
It's a bigger loss receiving-wise than anything because he's a really good receiver.
Like, he was the one that opened up that wheel route across the middle of the field for almost every team in the league with their running back. So next up in buy or sell, finally, the Pittsburgh Steelers. I've already announced that James Conner will miss this weekend's game. The ankle injury that he suffered in their loss to the Chargers on Sunday Night Football is apparently worse than the team thought. Jalen Samuels, hopefully you picked him up in your fantasy league, because he's expected to take over a large portion of that role. But with the Steelers reeling from a loss and now without their starting running back, are they finally regretting not making amends with Le'Veon Bell?
No. You can't allow Le'Veon Bell to act like he did. You can't.
That's right.
You can't bring him back when the lock. And I understand the business from, you know, the team screws you too. But I just feel like the locker room was over it. They had accepted James Conner, and you know, you at some point in time, you have to have some type of principles. You have to have some type of code of conduct. And Le'Veon Bell gave them the middle finger the entire time, so screw you. We were fine without it. And just because James Conner got hurt doesn't make me, if I'm the Steelers, regret the way I handled it.
I mean, you know, what if nobody? What if Le'Veon Bell got hurt? I mean, what, you'd have James Conner? Okay. I mean, you know, you could have somebody else now. He was still averaging 4 yards a carry. You know, the injury thing. I mean, injuries happen in this league. So yeah, I don't think they would regret that. Were they the way they'd played the last couple? They had two bad. That loss to the Chargers is just an all-time horrible loss. Look at the, especially the way it happened.
Three offsides at the end.
Yeah, I mean, and the
by the way, did you see what they tried to do with that? Apparently, they were trying to react to the Chargers center, who they warned the refs about, was guilty of moving the football prior to snapping it. The refs responded with, he's been doing that his whole career, so we're not going to call it.
Too soon, LP. Too soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.